said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather around your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
On Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM, it's just so smooth. Oh, look at you two.
You know what it is?
Color-coded. You tell me what it is.
It is sultry. It is so humid in Sydney today. It is like getting up and walking into a sauna. That's how I feel. Like just a private sauna. No one else is there.
Yeah, man. Privatesaunas.com.
Just on my own. Although, Erin, are you in the sauna? I don't know. She might be
right
in the sauna.
Next year in the sauna, but fully clothed.
But what we are.
Who care?
Hey, guys, we're back. This is it. This is we're back for the year. Who's excited? Who wants Taronga Zoo tickets? What's our number, Ed?
Yeah, 131060. If you want to get straight on the air and get yourself to Taronga Zoo, the zoological ark that is Taronga Zoo.
The best view of a zoo in the world.
There's animals too, like
you know what?
Put me
in a cage and I'll hang there just for that view. You know what I mean? I mean, people talk about zoos and how they're cruel to animals,
no,
but
they're not. No, they're actually like the one in Canberra. I shouldn't plug
that.
They conserve. Zoos. They conserve. All their money goes towards conservation.
Absolutely it does. So 131060, who wants zoo tickets?
Which animal would you be looking to emulate if you went into a cage? Like, would you be
the
a giraffe?
Monkey.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what would you
be? I'd be the monkey because I can
what would you do?
Because I can throw my feces at people and no one tells me no. I can look after my
young,
your needs.
Your spawn.
Your needs.
Like the phoenix monkey. No, remember that?
What we're
in
saying?
South Park?
131060. Are our phones working? Is there anyone up?
Yeah,
do people realize?
The screen's just not working.
Our screen's not working.
Oh, I don't know, mate. Well, here's Michael from Bankstown. Michael from Bankstown, welcome into the sauna. Congratulations, you're off to Taronga Zoo. Come on, put him on.
Hang on, we're just working our phones out. First day of the year. We'll get
Hello?
There. Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Have you been to Taronga Zoo before?
A long time ago.
Yeah, well, you're going again, buddy. Who are you going to take with you, do you reckon? Because you've got a family pass. I think.
Yeah, of course, I'll take my family.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sweet.
Better to take yours and someone else's family if, you know, yours hasn't been there for a long time. So
It's not the family you arrive with at Taronga. It's the family you leave with, as we know.
Michael, what's your favourite animal?
Oh, it'd have to be the gorillas.
Yeah, they are great.
I don't even know if they've got gorillas.
In the mist.
Of course they
do. That's a movie.
I know, but it'd be gorillas in the steam today. are you enjoying the heat this morning, Michael?
It's not too bad at the moment outside.
What are you doing, Michael? Where are you?
I'm just going to go to work.
What sort of work do you do? Mickey? Do people call you Mickey?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I work as a printer.
Yeah, great.
A printer?
It's good that they're still printing stuff, you know. Not everything's online, so they're still printing things that people can touch.
Yeah, that's it.
Or are they big signs that people don't actually touch, Michael?
No, actually envelopes.
Yeah. Ah!
The old-fashioned way. Envelopes. Better than emails, I tell you. More personal.
100%.
Yep, that's
more
for sure.
More personal. And you can send them anonymously, am I right? So, done to you.
Hang on. Message. What's your message?
So get your bills in the post.
Yeah, and open your bills too.
Sorry, it's more personal. A printed envelope of your bill is more personal.
It is, but also you've got to open them because they're not going to go away just because you don't open them.
Right?
They're sitting there. You still have to pay them, or you get another bill, don't you? Even more than the first one because you didn't open the first one.
Now I know
that's it.
Thank you, Michael. Well done. Now I need to do a credit. So you two finished waxing lyrical about envelopes. Use your dine and discover these school holidays at Taronga Zoo, Sydney, with so many new arrivals, including cop this 5 adorable lion cubs.
There has
never been a better time to explore the zoo with a view.
They should have a lion club, though, wouldn't you? Because you can go in there. Well, they
Martini.
Do.
What drink
they
would a lion have?
The lion's club.
No, but what would the drink be? What would the drink be?
The blood of a gazelle.
With a bit of vodka in it.
My body, yeah.
With an umbrella.
Or a gazelle spritzer, maybe.
Oh, that's nice.
Speltzer.
What are they called? You've had a great year.
The new 104.1 Today FM. The hits you love. From the 90s to now.
Yeah, we do pop in at 5:30 if you've just waking up and you need a 5:30 hit. We're here for you, no matter who you are, no matter what you're up to. Keep it safe, keep it legal, though. That's what we say.
Yeah, yeah,
safe
yeah.
Safe
yeah,
and legal.
I'd say just keep it legal. I mean, safe's a personal choice. Oh,
well, yes, absolutely. Push the envelope if you like. As we had talked to the envelope guy at 5:30, didn't we?
Wow.
Mickey, who owned an, he printed envelopes.
He does.
Put in for a job, and he thinks there's still a future in that industry. So,
yes, he encouraged us all to go back to paper billing, which I deeply enjoyed, and good luck to him. What a morning. What a morning we have. Yes.
Can I just say, I think the headline for me is that at 7 o'clock, we'll find out whether Erin Molan has a boyfriend or not. So, 7 a.m. Does Erin have a boyfriend?
Does Erin Molan have a number of suitors is what I've got written down on my sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Why choose when there's so many suitors out there?
Oh, well, when it's her
suiting up.
You can't do this kind of content anymore. I'm now a respected political commentator.
Well, so you're going out with Daryl, I guess?
He's Tom McGuire.
Who's Daryl? How quickly they forget.
Not everyone who talks about politics is actually going out with Daryl.
Have you caught up with Gladys Berejiklian since she got sacked as Premier? Or she resigned as Premier? Have you caught up with her?
She resigned.
No. Well, have you caught up with her?
No.
Yeah, there we go. As soon as they lose power, Erin just deletes their number from her phone.
No, I have actually
brutal.
I was texting her last week.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She's got Daryl's number. You can't have Dags's number.
Have you got Dom's number?
Dom's number. I don't reckon he's settled down. I know he's got kid number 7 on the way, but I reckon there's still a chance.
Hey, can people win $50,000 at 8 o'clock? Is that likely to go off at 8 o'clock? $50,000.
Just two songs to go. That's it. All you need to do is name two songs, two artists. Bob's your uncle.
8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
50K mystery mix, 5 songs you can hear on the new 104.1 Today FM. We've mixed them up. You get them all right in the correct order, title and artist. It's $50,000 instant cash.
Hey, but when we come back, we've got to talk Djokovic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, Ed Cavalier's had an opinion about Djokovic for many years, and I've had the opposite opinion.
I can't wait to hear who's in which game.
104.1 Today FM, Sydney.
Now, till the tsunami, which hasn't hurt anyone, we believe, as far as we know. Is there any late update on the tsunami?
Jeez, that's a tough question without notice, man.
No,
Has anyone been hurt in the tsunami?
I don't think that.
A lot of, maybe not fit yet.
No, I don't think they have.
Been a fair bit of damage, though. Yeah, but totally.
Water damage, but I don't think anyone's been hurt, as far as I know, with the tsunami. But that was trying to take Novak off the front page, but didn't really happen, did it? Because he's still on the front page.
Yes.
There he is. Double fault. Novak, mask on, leaving the country. I believe he's in Dubai now, isn't he? I reckon he flew out overnight.
Yes, he did.
Jeez, he tried hard to stay. He really tried hard.
There's someone who
I love that when he finally got, you know, after his 8,000th attempt to stay and they told him he had to go, he finally said, look, I don't want this to be about me. It's taken all the focus off all the other players, so I'm just going to leave now. Yeah, mate, you're being deported. Saw you later.
Yeah, let's hear what Erin's best mate, ScoMo, had to say about the whole thing.
So from Scott Morrison, we have the cancellation decision was made on health, safety and good order grounds on the basis it was in the public interest to do so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not strong, is it? That's not that strong.
Well, look, the whole thing was, I'm not the first person to say this.
The whole thing was farcical.
Why did they let him fly in? That's what I've got. They should have just not, no, you're not coming, mate. They thought he was going to slide through. The Tennis Australia thought he was going to slide through until he did the Instagram post.
Instagram.
That's like the grand final with the trophy. The Panthers were fine until they started posting the trophy in a pram.
It's like people who have parties.
On Instagram.
And then, you know, they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. But then
they're on Instagram.
What about Serbia? Two sitting there laughing it up. Why don't we go live to Serbia and see how the president there is taking it?
Serbia's president Aleksandar Vučić has lashed out at the Australian government, saying it has been tormenting and torturing Novak Djokovic, describing his deportation as a witch hunt and saying it's not Novak who is humiliated, it is Australian authorities.
Sorry, did they use the term torturing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's
torture.
Torture
is having to talk to Jim Courier after a match.
No, this is our Guantanamo Bay. Is what this is.
Did they tie his feet and hands together? It's the only example of torture I can think of, and then pull him.
He was
apart?
They had him in a 4-star hotel.
Four.
Yeah.
Sweet
no,
Jesus.
No, no. I mean, there's a lot of things behind the scenes. I don't know, but the whole thing's a disaster. Ed has always been anti-Novak Djokovic, and I've always defended Novak Djokovic.
How do you feel now?
Ed, do you feel vindicated?
No. Because I feel as though this was the mistake here was everybody else. I really do. If he doesn't do that silly Insta, right? But when he gets here and then his form's dodgy, have you had COVID? Well, that's for me to know, you to find out. And they're like, but have you had it? He's like, I don't know. Well, tell me what you've got. And then he's in his hotel. It's everybody else's fault. He's just a man with a flat top that wants to win matches.
Yeah,
that's his go.
He doesn't want to get vaccinated. He really doesn't want to.
And he's been clear on that. But Aaron, that's the thing. He's been clear on that. He went to a pyramid in Bosnia to cure himself.
Sweet, really?
But he's also had it at least once. He claims he's had it twice, but he's definitely had
it once. Definitely had it once.
Because he did that tournament, remember, where he said, I don't care about COVID and let's have a tournament. And then everyone got COVID.
No, he's
the
had
tournament.
It twice. So he had it at that tournament. Then he had it the other time where he still went and did that interview.
Yeah, but he claims
didn't want to let the journalist down.
But he claims he had it there. We don't know whether he did have it there.
Why would you pretend to have it when you're not, so he could claim immunity, which doesn't even exist anyway, because the government said having it within 6 months does not provide you with an exemption.
But it did exist because it existed for all the other tennis players who claimed immunity and they all came in.
No, there was another tennis player who tried to do the same thing he did, who was on a plane about a week ago.
Yeah.
Quietly, because they didn't have $1 billion to fight it legally or
a profile. I know, but there's about 10 of them who had already got in before he turned up, before Novak turned up. It was the Insta post, as Ed says, it was the Insta post that did him in, and ScoMo got involved. But, you know, what do people think? We've got Taronga Zoo passes to give away here. We want to do a snap poll. All you have to say is yes or no. You're happy he got kicked out or you wish he was playing the Australian Open. Just one. That's all you have to say. Now, I said Novak Djokovic was in Dubai now, but we've got some information from Aaron's mum to... prove me wrong, I believe.
She is a notorious flight tracker because, as you guys know, my brother's a pilot. Yeah, so she's always looking at radar.
He's a virgin
He was actually meant to go to Fiji yesterday, but they pulled that flight given all the issues with the tsunami.
It's a wonder, actually, that the flight could get to Dubai, isn't it, with all that dust that the tsunami would have... Because it was a volcano, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was in the middle of the ocean. But Mum says, FYI, Novak over the Indian Ocean arrives in Dubai in about 5 hours, and she sent a screenshot of Novak's actual flight.
Well, that is good to know.
What was her... Did she want him gone or not? Did your mum have an opinion on it or you haven't discussed it with her?
No, I haven't actually. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she'll text it through now because she's clearly listening. So, Mum, if you can text through your opinion on the situation. In fact, she made a great point yesterday. We were talking about... I'm starting to write a column for the Daily Telegraph and we were talking about different column ideas, and one of them was Serbia's, and you mentioned it, Ed, last segment, Serbia's reaction and how stoically they defend Novak. He's like a god to them.
Yeah,
whereas in Australia here, would we ever do that for one of our athletes? We're so tall poppy syndrome that we'd be like, yeah, get him, Serbia, kick him out.
No, you know, if Ash Barty, if Ash Barty was taken into custody in Serbia, I think we'd all... So what would Ash have done
Ash
wrong?
Ash is the worst example because everyone loves her, but like think about someone else, like Bernard Tomic.
Well, Bernard Tomic... yeah, and now we're into tricky water because we have to double check where his surname originates if we're going down that track.
Well, you know what I love about Bernard is the fact that he, during a match qualifying for the Australian Open, he said to the umpire, I've got COVID right now.
No. He said, if I don't have COVID, I'll take you out for dinner. Do you want to take the bet? And the umpire said, no, thank you.
And guess what? He had COVID.
Yeah.
What?
He was playing with COVID.
Yes.
He hadn't had a rat test, but he had a rat test after the game and he had COVID.
Yeah. Was it a female umpire?
I don't think it was a day.
There's one that's smoking that's, you know, there's this glamour last year that, you know her? Yep. Oh, how do you know her?
I don't know
her. You've taken notice.
No, I respect her decisions. But we've got opinions here. We want to find out what people want.
Absolutely right. We've got family pass to go to Taronga Zoo. Check out those five brand new adorable lion cubs. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Helen from Greystanes. Should he have stayed, Helen?
Hi, I think he should have gone. Yeah. Why did we all have to do the lockdown he gets to stay.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I actually did a tweet, which I was happy with. I'm really backed off on the tweets, but my tweet was that Pete Evans has got a wild card for the Australian Open. We'll be playing Novak Djokovic round one.
Actually,
make sure that you're double vaccinated or you won't be able to watch.
That's fine. Actually, our friend, my friend, I got sent that by our friend Tony Martin. He said, look at this. What a great tweet. I said, yeah.
Did he really? Yeah. Me and Tony, me and his friend Tony Martin are becoming best mates now.
Wait, which one's Tony Martin?
Oh, not the gym owner. Get out!
What?
Get her out.
Don't ask Ed to get me out. If you want to get me out, get me out yourself.
Get her on a plane to Dubai. We can track it. Yaya in Maryland. Go or stay, Yaya. Novak Djokovic.
Stay. He's only human.
He's only human.
It's a great song, isn't it? Who did that song?
He's only human.
Oh, no. It's George Ezra.
You're thinking of.
I think George Ezra.
Only natural.
No one cares about George Ezra.
Yaya, do you care about George Ezra?
Don't have another bloke.
Yeah.
No, he's playing in the first round.
Same attitude as my children. No, he's a great singer.
He's a wild card.
He's a great singer from England. So, you say that, it's his decision to get vaccinated, and if he doesn't want to get vaccinated, it shouldn't be anyone else's business. Is that what you're saying, Yaya?
100%.
Yeah.
He lied on his form, though, Yaya. You can't. What if he lied on his form?
But who hasn't lied on a form?
He's only human, though.
Yeah,
made a mistake.
Yeah. It was an honest mistake.
I think his side people did it, not him.
Yeah, it wasn't him. It's always the other people. It's always other. I never make mistakes. Other people make them on my behalf. All right, that's one all. What do we got here? We got a decider.
Yeah, it's the final. It's a tiebreaker. Harry from Rouse Hill, go or stay for Novak?
Nah, mate. There's 90-something% of us have done the right thing. See you later. Get out of here.
Yeah. You actually use worse language on the screen here that they've written.
Yeah, I got told not to swear.
87.5% of people who called in wanted him gone.
But not 93%, though, isn't it? 87.5%.
Well, my mother can add another. Mum can take it to what? 91%. Blood Oath wanted him to go. He knew the requirements, chose not to meet them, and has lied and dissembled to avoid the consequences.
Well, someone else is going to win, but let's just focus on Ash Barty anyway. She's number one too.
She's incredible. And what a great decision it was for her about 3 months before the end of last year to say, I'm going to have a rest and prepare myself for the Aussie summer, and it has paid dividends so far.
She better win. That's what I'll say. She better win or she is dead to us.
Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
So, look, all the borders opened except for WA, and, and pretty much everything's back to normal except everyone's got COVID, and that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Erin, you haven't had it, have you?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Ed, you haven't had it?
No, not at all. And I'm Novak Djokovic's hit-up partner, right. So I've been on the court all day with the bloke.
So I haven't had it either, as far as I know.
As far as you know, man.
But a number of us have in the team.
Exactly.
Yep, should we start with Nick, who's doing the buttons now? Nick, you got it. When did you get it?
Was riddled. I was at a party on New Year's Eve, which in hindsight, maybe, asking for trouble. And then, copped it a few days later.
Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, 30.
Well, you're not. Well,
yeah, I am.
I feel like it.
Long COVID. That's long COVID, man.
You're not in your 20s, mate. So you're basically as old as I am.
You in your 20s. Yep, 30.
But you fully recovered?
Fully recovered. I was fine. Had a bit of the sniffles and that was all.
Yeah, I was with the Sydney Swifts yesterday at the Kudos Bank Arena. You know
Sydney
the Swifts?
Yeah,
oh, no, the Flames. Sorry, yeah, the Flames, sorry.
Oh,
no, the basketballers.
Didn't you go to watch the Sydney Kings?
Yeah, and I was sitting next to the Flames.
So. The Sydney University Flames.
And
you know women netballers and basketballers are different.
I get that, and I'm breeding myself up inside. There's no need for you to jump in. But anyway, one of the Flames told me that the whole team had it. Every single one of them tested positive. But they're back on the court and they're going well. So, but what about... But Chris,
are they going well? What have their results been like this year?
No, they haven't played their first game because they had to postpone games because they all had it.
Yeah, right.
So Chris, you do our audio. You're a genius. You've had it.
I had it too. Same as Nick. Went to a party on New Year's Eve. Probably not the best idea.
But also, your family had already had it, hadn't they?
Yeah. Right? So Mum had it. No one caught it. And then I was the next one in line.
Yeah. And so you're still coughing a bit though. Yeah.
Still got the cough. So every time I try to talk, it takes over.
Yeah, right.
Well, you got through
not
this.
Not now, which is annoying.
No, but we don't want him coughing in the studio.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it would have been nice, you know.
You could just do a little one. Go, Chris.
I think we're going to encourage people to cough in the studio.
A day off. You heard him. He said he wants a day off.
But also, that's coughing now is just not.
No, you can't do it.
I was on the light rail the other day and there was a woman coughing behind me and I wanted to say, just get off at the next stop and walk.
Everyone
wanted to say.
What if she was choking?
She wasn't choking. She was just coughing persistently. And I wanted to turn around and see if she had a mask on. I imagine she did, but I wasn't sure. Yeah. But anyway, so your cough is hanging around.
It's hanging around. It's better, but yeah.
But you don't have it still, though, do you, the old COVID?
No, she's gone.
Yeah, but you do, once, once you do 7 days, you're done.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, thank you. Alex, you also had it, yeah?
Yeah, but the day I got mine was the day from hell. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Was it also a partying situation?
Yeah, I think I could have got it from Passion Arando, but...
Passion Arando, worth it then, isn't it?
Could we have, could we have a little listen to Alex in her moment? This is actually really cruel because this was privately sent to our group chat, in fact, one of her friends, but yeah, take this away.
I just went to the Bondi test clinic and... positive on the rapid antigen, so I went to go get that one. And then as I'm driving back, my f***ing car is broken down and I can't get a call out because I am COVID positive. I hate this.
How quickly were your friends laughing about that message? Was it?
Oh, one of them went straight in with the laughy face emoji and I just, I couldn't. I had to just throw the phone away.
How did you get the car home that day?
I didn't. I didn't at all. So, because no one would come collect me from NRMA because I had COVID. And
what?
They're like, oh, hun, we can't come collect you. I was like, how am I meant to get home?
So how did you get home?
So they told me to call the police and then I called the police and they're like, seems like a you problem.
Anyway, you made it here, so that's good.
And you've never been better. So well done and look forward to getting it soon.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
You know, I'd love to see Shania Twain in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I reckon she'd be a real ripper in that show.
You reckon?
Yeah, because I love feisty women who are really talented. That's why I was sad last night when my favourite, Davina, was evicted. Davina, did you hear the outpouring of emotion when you were evicted last night?
I did. I'm not nearly as talented as Shania, but yeah, I did feel the love and
good on you,
yeah,
Davina.
What an experience.
What an experience. Now, compared to Maths, of course, everyone would know that you shot to fame on Maths. What was better, Maths or I'm a Celeb?
Look, I'm going to say I'm a Celeb.
Of course. Love the show you're with.
It was honestly just the most amazing experience ever. And I never thought I'd say that. Like when I had the opportunity to go on there, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do any of that stuff.
Rubbish.
It was beautiful.
Can I put it to you, Davina, that Maths and shows like Maths are basically use people as human guinea pigs and they dissect them and they destroy people. But a show like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here lifts people up.
Oh, for the love of God.
It lifts them.
I wish you could have told me that like 5 years ago.
You should have been on it 5 years ago.
Went on it.
Where were you?
Where were you?
And you were married to Ryan, weren't you, who's a good friend of Fusey's. Yeah, in Maths.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we moved back to I'm a Celebrity.
Well, a pretend marriage. They weren't actually married.
Oh.
No.
We love Ryan, though. Oh. You love Ryan. Do you ever contact Ryan Gallagher, who's a very funny man living out in the bush somewhere? Do you ever contact him, Davina?
No, I mean, it's all fine, but yeah, no.
Yeah, I know he had your issues, but it was all part of the TV.
He got a tattoo with her name on it.
Yeah, well, but he did that to, you know, get attention, didn't he? Well, did he? I know we're raking over old coals here, but...
Look, I'm just going to say no comment to keep myself out of the Daily Mail today, okay, guys?
Come on, we need you in the Daily Mail. We're the first day back on air.
I have had my time. Oh,
come on.
It's called the Davina Mail. That's why you run that.
What about your new bloke? You're engaged, aren't you? Is that right?
What?
I am engaged. The wedding is coming up in a few short months.
Well,
so now that I'm out of the jungle, I've got to start getting onto that. Mm. My real wedding this time.
And he's a sparky. He's an electrician. He uses his hands. He's good with his hands, Davina.
He is a very handy man, yes.
He lights your fire, I imagine.
Does. He's not lighting any fires in the house, which is great. So he's great at his trade. But yeah, no, he's an amazing man. Mm.
You got another one, Hughie? Do another electrician based euphemism. Go for it.
He's keeping the spark alive. He's
good.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Shock. Something to your shock.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
How long have you been with him, Davina?
We've been together for about 4 years. So we were, like, as the show was airing, we were together. But we've been best mates for, like, years and years and years.
He had to put up with all that rubbish, and he would have kept you sane in that firestorm, I imagine.
He did, yeah. So the poor buggies had to deal with paps. He's had to deal with articles. He's dealt with all of that. So
would you say he was
around.
Your circuit breaker? Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wow, they just keep coming, don't they? Yeah, they sure
do. Davina, congratulations. Davina. You're the winner in our hearts.
104.1, the new Today FM. Giving you a better today. The new 104.1 Today FM.
J-Lo's Hot Girl Summer involves Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. They're still together, aren't they, as far as we
they
know?
Are.
Absolutely, they are, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. But what is Erin's summer involved? We wanted to involve a Hollywood star, didn't we?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. We did. Yeah, this is where this started, when we had Rebel Wilson on, and when Erin had just recently become single, and they had this chat.
I'm freshly single, right? So my partner and I very amicably separated a couple of months ago. I don't even know which way to, like, swipe on the dating apps and stuff, and I haven't been single for many, many years. Can you give me any advice about navigating this new world?
Well, yeah, I am technically single right now, although I was doing a thing called Hot Girl Summer. It was kind of started in the rap game. It's kind of like where you just kind of was a bit slutty and dated around.
Cute.
Cute,
but
yeah.
You really wanted to get your,
no, I know. This is
your
so
claws
sad.
Into Rebel,
no, this
didn't
is
you?
Desperate. Do we, can I, Nick, yeah, don't.
Let's play this.
Now I'm coming to Australia, you know, for Christmas, so hopefully, like, Hot Girl Summer can continue.
Rebel, this is so desperate, but can we go out? Would you be my friend?
Yeah, no, totally. You know, some high-profile Australian, I won't say who it is, footballer, just invited me out, and I was like, yeah, I should bring you as my ring woman.
So how's it been going?
We've actually got an update here. That we've.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Our people are in... into Erin's.
Can you stop accessing my inbox? Because that segment ended last year.
So on the 27th of October, you said, hey, lovely, seriously, let's go out when you are back.
And
what did she say? We know she's back. She's all over the.
Well, she's actually at the tennis because she's got a boyfriend now. Rumored. Oh, what do you mean when she didn't get
what? She hasn't seen it. It's not like it's been seen and she's rejected.
Has it been read?
No.
Oh,
I died.
But she read earlier ones, though, because she did. She got back to you.
No, she didn't.
Was that
she's
you?
Never,
oh, is that you?
Oh,
I thought that was her.
Down.
Thank you so much for this morning.
No,
kiss,
that
kiss,
was
kiss.
Me.
I thought that's you. I thought that was her.
No, that was me.
All right. Well, maybe she hasn't seen it, but
she hasn't seen it.
She's hooked up, as Ed said. She's hooked up with a tennis player.
Yeah, Matt Reed, they're saying, rumoured, because they're at the tennis. It's not called the Sydney International anymore. It's the Sydney Tennis Classic, and she was hanging out watching him. And
because I was with her uncle at one point. I wasn't with him. I was like, I wasn't with Rebel's
hot
uncle.
Hot dude summer.
No, it was
hot uncle summer.
No,
the same ring to
no,
it.
Her
he
uncle,
could be Huss.
Her uncle is a tennis coach, and he told me that Rebel loved tennis.
Yeah, okay, right. That's a good story, man. That's cool, man.
No, it's a true story. But, Erin, come on. Is there romance in your life, Erin, for everyone who follows you?
No one cares.
They do. They do. Is there any?
Well, you tell me. Is there romance in my life?
Well, I can't tell you because you have to tell us.
Can someone
come
tell
on.
Someone?
Oh,
this
I think
weird.
You've had some moments, haven't you, Erin? Fair to say, the single life hasn't been unkind to you. That's reasonable to say, isn't
but
it?
But not in a skanky way.
No, whatever. No, you got a no spring in your step.
Beautiful.
But
you've
I'm
never
saying
looked,
it's not skanky.
You look happy.
Well, yeah, mate, there might
you're vibing.
There might be a what?
No, I mean.
Are you vibing?
What does vibing mean? What am I, a snake?
Are you tracking square?
Vibing?
You're tracking square.
What does that even mean?
Steady?
Am I tracking
square?
You going
steady? You guys parking up?
Not parking.
You're swinging hands?
Beautiful.
I think she's swinging hands. Are you swinging hands?
Okay.
We need something the Daily Mail can headline here.
I don't want the Daily Mail to headline anything. You say something. You know stuff.
All right.
But don't say stuff that's, you know, I wouldn't want you to say.
Erin, I believe you've met someone. Come on, say something that they can quote. We need a headline.
No, why? Do a headline then. Are you and Holly having trouble?
Yes.
Why we need to be having trouble? I said that, honey, we might have to get divorced to get back in the newspaper. But so
I've met some people, some different. No, not in a romantic sense.
Come on!
But I may have.
You may have met someone.
Okay, let's go.
You
with,
may have met someone.
Oh, well, no, I meet people day to day. I meet people at the shops.
Have
I met
someone
down at the car park this morning in security.
Did you meet them in the car park initially? Did you?
Let's just say, can we say this? More updates to come, but Erin Mullen is, the hot girl summer is paying off.
Yes.
It's paying off.
It's been fruitful. Let's just say it's been fruitful.
Yeah. Hughie,
Ed and Erin.
Tell you what I'm excited about. So many things of 2022, whatever it is. Omicron burning out so we can get on with things.
Oh, but then there'll be that new variant.
No. We're over variants. You know what? The antidote to all your troubles is the new night show.
Let me help you out with the name and who's on it. It is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It starts tonight at 7 p.m. and she joins us on the line. Abby Chatfield, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm so nervous.
No, don't be. Just live in the moment and go with the flow, Abby, as you've been doing so far in your illustrious career. You're following us. We go 6 till 7 and then Abby straight on.
Yes, and congratulations, Abby. It's such a massive thing, and particularly your own show. You should be so, so bloody proud.
Oh, thank you. I have no idea how it happened. I feel like I just kind of stumbled into it and now I'm going to the show tonight and I have no idea what I'm doing. But it'll be good. It'll be wonderful.
Of course it'll be wonderful.
Beautiful, right?
Can you thank me straight away, Abby? Because, I mean, I know you say it privately, but you need to say it more publicly. Did I believe in you before anyone else?
Hughie, you were the only person that believed in me initially, and now look where we are today. Isn't that beautiful? It's a full circle moment, really.
It's like circle of life. It really is.
When she was playing tonsil hockey with that magician on the beach.
Which magician?
No, what is he? What was that
guy?
An astrophysicist.
Well, he's in the Telegraph today. Is he a guest tonight? Because he's single. He's leaning up against a wall in some glasses in Bondi with his abs out. Do you have him on tonight, Abby? That'd be fun.
Has he still got the beard?
Yeah. Maybe. We'll try and get him on eventually.
I've written the bio here. There's no topic too taboo. What a great start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I'll ask the magician to come on. How about that?
Right. Now, you're a magician. Hey,
I'll tell you another great moment in your... Before we get to your own love life or your current love life, and I'd say your future love life, which is your current, you and Brooke, you had your fight after... There was a bit of a kerfuffle to do with the end of The Bachelorette, and then she stopped following you on Instagram, I believe. Where are we at with that, Abby?
Yep, she's refollowed, Hughie. Don't worry. You can stop losing sleep about it.
Thank God.
Do you know that's really strange? So this morning I checked, and I got an alert on Instagram saying an ex-boyfriend of mine had started following me again. I didn't even know he'd unfollowed. Yeah. Why would he have unfollowed me?
What about the AFL guy? Does he follow you?
I often think, what was the post that broke them when someone unfollowed me?
Yes, true. Is it because you look too hot? Does that hurt them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course it is.
For me, it's like when I follow other comedians and they post, you know, sold out another show. It's like, I've had enough. I'm out. Sorry, I'm out.
Just mute them.
Exactly. So, all right. So, you two are back. You and Brooke are good. But it's the new bloke. Who was Brooke?
Love this Conrad. Guy.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. He's on the
couch right now. He's brought me an almond iced latte for breakfast with an avocado toasty.
God, that's amazing. I think this was on your podcast, that this bit we're about to play. This is a lovely moment.
So on my podcast, I always say how I want to go to the drive-in movies and no one's ever taken me. Then he was like, you know why I did this? And I was like, why? And he was like, because I love you. It was very cute.
Whoa.
That's so special.
The big owl.
It was really beautiful. Yeah, I was sobbing. It was really beautiful.
Did you say it back, Abby?
Yeah, I said it back, but I kind of just, I couldn't talk. So we kissed and I think he kind of panicked. And then we had a bit of... intense kissing at the drive-in, and then I fell asleep.
My God,
hang on, mate. It's drive-in.
Is it legal?
I know. We kiss. We kiss at the drive-in.
Yeah, everyone does that. You know.
Gracious. Yeah. What if people are just walking past and going,
can't believe their luck. Better than the movie.
Was there a doona? Did you have a blanket or was there a...
They're just kissing.
There was a doona. It was under the doona. It was a dancing doona.
There was nothing else, Abby. It was just kissing, right?
Yeah, sure. You don't need a doona to kiss you.
And if you like that type of gear, then you're going to love Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight. Good on you. We will be listening. Good on you, Abby.
Cheers, Abby.
See you, honey.
The new 104.1. Today FM, Sydney.
Queen inspire me whenever I leave the house at the moment. Don't stop me now.
What do you mean?
Because we're having a good time. The Hughes have hit Sydney hard over the last little while, and we are just living our best life. It's quiet out there, so you get to go everywhere. You don't have to wait for much. So And you know what? You get a reminder where you've been very soon after you leave where you've been. Like me and my son went to the Sydney Kings last night at the 3 p.m. Kudos Bank Arena.
Yeah, nice.
You know that we know the owner there. But,
I could tell from the photo that you posted, you're basically up the bum of good one seats, of the man. Players. Good you were seats. Very far forward.
We were right next to the bench.
Put them off.
We were right there. It's like,
what was the result? I haven't seen the outcome of that match.
They got beaten, unfortunately. Oh. The New Zealand Breakers got the job done against the Sydney Kings, but we were sitting there and we had like five Sydney Flames next to us.
Women's basketball team.
Yes, absolutely. And they haven't started playing again because they've all had COVID.
Yeah.
So we watched the game. Great stuff. Get to the Kudos Bank Arena. It's a bloody great day out. But as soon as we leave, I swear to God, we lost our car. To all the people who waved at me as we're wandering through the car park trying to find our car, I really should have had a 2-day FM t-shirt on.
It's a tough car park. Do you take a photograph of where you're parked? Do you do that?
I do in Bondi, Ed, your old haunt. You love Bondi.
You have to do it.
But I'm yelling at my son. He's yelling at me. We're going, oh, it's your fault. It's your fault. He said it's my fault because I was driving.
Of course it's your fault. Raph's like 12.
No, he's got to take responsibility.
For where you park your car.
Absolutely. Now.
Makes no sense.
Hey, but as we're driving home, ping, straight away.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ping, COVID ding, ding, ding. Alert. Yep. Kudos Bank Arena. Mm-hmm. What are people doing? It was like, we're on the way home. Are they getting rapid tests like in the toilet? How did that happen so quickly?
Yeah, that's weird.
And so, and then my wife shared all her alerts. She's got so many alerts. Yep. Sushi train.
Oh, classic.
Because that's a tight environment. Like, I get one that said I was in Maya the other day or David Jones, and yes. I think the odds are small, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A big shop. I'm not interacting. Yeah. Sushi train is like a meter by a meter.
Literally being handed around. That's a pasta. The idea is that it gets passed around.
Here it's on the salmon.
It comes down the train. Serving of COVID with your...
A little green animal with eyes just on the plate.
Yeah, Woolworths. It's everywhere.
So are you then following up by isolating and getting tested?
No, you don't have to isolate.
Unless you've got... No.
Symptoms.
Correct.
And we don't have symptoms.
No, you don't.
We're not even using the rapid tests that we've got because...
How'd
you get rapid tests?
Yeah, what the hell?
No, we've got a couple of rapid tests.
What?
How'd you get them?
We've got two...
Frydenberg.
No, not the treasurer. No, we've got two spares that we had...
Mug and nurse.
No, there was a time where you could get rapid tests and no one else wanted them. So, and we've still got a few left over from there.
Yeah, stocked up, did we?
We didn't stop. We're not hoarding. We're not hoarding.
Are you selling them on eBay? Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
We've got two rapid tests and we're only going to...
Give them away.
What would you take for them? How much?
They're not on eBay. I don't want to give them away.
But how much?
A Bitcoin.
No. The fact is, we're going to keep the two that we've got until we get symptoms. You know, so.
Yeah, you're good. I like your attitude. Now, listen. You, my friend, are looking for brave souls, are you not?
Mm. We are. Absolutely.
Okay. Because you, my friend, are at the Opera House. Sydney Opera House. Tickets are on sale now through sydneyoperahouse.com. The man himself, the greatest living, he's back on stage live at the Opera House. Oh. And if you want to ring up and be one of Husey's brave heroes who say, no, don't stop me. I'm going out. I don't care about this.
Oh, yeah,
give us a call.
My wife and the two daughters went to the Opera House yesterday and saw a show about Henry VIII, a musical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Sadie and Tess, how cultured are they?
I know. And it was just the describing of the fact that they were saying, what's the story with him? And wives said, oh, he beheaded most of his wives. And
well, that's what it's yeah, called right. The wife's perspective. I think it's called The Seven or something. Anyway, Husey's show is much like that as well. So 13, 10, 60, are you out and about? Are you out and about? You are going out, you're copping your alerts, but you are still living your life. You shall be rewarded with tickets to see the great man at the Opera House. 13, 10, 60.
A better today. The new 104.1 Today FM.
Some people go, oh, why are you doing live shows? Well, I think you've just got to soldier on.
Absolutely.
You know, and as we discussed, me and my family went to the sushi train the other day. So.
Which is so hardcore. I mean, even at the best of times, it's hardcore, but during COVID times, it is a dead set.
It's heroic.
And we did get an alert that someone with COVID was at the sushi train.
Of course they were.
But you know what? We haven't got it, mate.
Well, do you know that?
Yeah, we're no symptoms.
Yeah, you're the one who always talks about it's asymptomatic.
Yeah, well, no symptoms. Well, that's where we're at in life. You don't have symptoms. You don't waste a rat. Don't waste a rat on a healthy person. That's
yeah,
what we're
good
saying.
On you. That, so, that is good motto. And it's that type of material you can expect at the Opera House on 13, 10, 60. We want brave souls. We got one. Christine from Miranda.
You're braving it? You're braving it, Christine?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm going to brave it. I run around all the time, and I haven't caught COVID yet.
Yeah, just like me. Well, touch wood, though, Christine, because I'm touching wood when I say this stuff as well.
That's plastic.
Oh, well, it must be wood somewhere there.
Not near.
Can we bring in some wood, please?
Right. Now, where do you work, Christine?
I work in a childcare centre.
Oh, you brave soul.
Yeah, you know what? You're a soldier, you're a front line, you're a hero, and you deserve free tickets to my show, Christine. So
you're going on, Christine. Good on you.
Thank well done. You. Let's
go to Penrith and talk to Belle. Belle, you scared of COVID, are you, Belle?
Hi, how you going?
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Are you scared of COVID?
No, I was at the Sydney Kings game yesterday as well.
Yeah, did you drive? Did you see me and my son wandering around the car park or not?
No, I didn't. We got dropped off.
Yeah.
Did you see them in courtside, though, Belle? Did you see Husey and Raph courtside?
From our tickets way up high, yes, I did see Husey sitting courtside.
Do you relate to that level of elitism, Belle?
No, I don't.
But Belle, all right. Well, maybe you wouldn't knock. But you're not going to knock. If you got the opportunity, you would go courtside, wouldn't you, Belle?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, stay on the line, Belle. We'll see what we can do.
We will get her courtside. We're going to get you courtside to a Kings game.
The
owner, Paul Smith, is a great friend of this show.
Absolutely.
And he's going to look out for Belle. And you also get to come to my stand-up show as well, Belle.
I'm a bit worried, though, you're going to become the Kendall Jenner that they lost and they lose when you go, and he may start to pull back a bit.
The curse.
Yes, the
Kardashian curse.
Good sport
knowledge, Erin.
Thank
I'm
you
loving
so
that.
Much,
let's go to Glenora. Caitlin, you living your life? Are you living your life, Caitlin?
Yeah, I'm living my life. My kids go to daycare 3 days a week. We go to church, the beach, the RSL last night. Yeah. We all do the food shop at Aldi. We're all there.
Aldi? Yeah. And you're following all the rules. You're wearing masks when you have to, but you're not scared.
We just haven't gotten hit yet.
Yeah, you haven't got
it. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. I'm waiting for daycare to call me.
Are they singing at your church, Caitlin? Because that was a bit of an issue with some of the...
No, they're not singing at church. They will sing in Sabbath school. So I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they go into Sabbath school and they sing, but they won't sing in the main church.
Yeah. I'll tell you where they are singing, and I'm just the party boats at the moment on the harbour, which is they are really partying hard.
They're loud, aren't they?
Do the rules apply when you're out at sea or not?
No, I don't, because that's not Australian land. It's not,
international waters. International you do what you like. Don't miss Husey Live at the Sydney Opera House. Tickets on sale now through sydneyoperahouse.com, but we will be giving away every single morning.
The new sound of today. Plays the hits you love from the 90s to now. The new 104.1 Today FM.
So trying to be a social person, I thought the other day I'm going to have a little bit of a soiree, a little bit of a shindig. And it was a select, I'm not going to say it was an elite invite list, but there was Sam Mack from the old Today, Sunrise.
Sunrise.
The breakfast. There was Fitzy from Nova, an old mate of mine.
Good man.
There was Erin Molan.
So bring your
kids if you've got them. We'll have a party at ours. Fitzy's wife, BJ, brought the chicken and the chips and the salad. Erin Molan got told to bring what?
Snacks and drinks.
Yeah, so she was all over it. She's like, the phone call I got from her was like this. So she gets there, Ed, with her snacks, which stayed in the bag, by the way.
And then I realised
didn't even bring
after,
them out.
Was I meant to bring them out and put them?
Of course, you've got to bring your own snacks and present them to everyone. But then she was more about this. She was all doing this, So shot.
Okay, that's actually ridiculous. I was driving.
I was looking after a daughter, Eliza, because she wanted to be in the pool the whole time. And Erin didn't want to go in the pool, so I'm there.
I went in the pool.
For 5 minutes, and then I had to take over, play bloody Hobo the
Lifeguard.
I need a
break. I'm a single mother.
And then when she leaves, you know what she says?
What?
Where's the fridge? I want to take my alcohol home. She took her alcohol home with her and her bag of snacks.
And sorry, but that is completely untrue. Can I now say what actually happened?
No, people need to say.
No, because you got to give them both sides of the story.
Yeah, come on, Novak. Okay, give her a chance.
So I get there. I only brought snacks because I'm driving, right? So I wasn't going to drink. I was going to have a smelt. What's it called?
Spritzer?
What? A seltzer.
Seltzer. That's a new thing, yeah.
I was going to have a seltzer, which is like a bit of alcohol and sparkling mineral water. And Sam Mack had said he'd bring the seltzer, and then another friend brought some seltzers. Anyway, so I had one seltzer the whole time. And the only reason I didn't look after my daughter is that you and Holly said, oh, you go have a rest.
I didn't get it.
We'll look after the daughter. Anyway, so you guys looked after my daughter. I was there as well. I went swimming. Then when we went to leave, you packed into an Aldi Esky bag.
You
put three seltzers.
She made me do it.
You put three seltzers in. And as I left, as you said, take them. We're not going to drink it. I don't drink alcohol. They'll be wasted. You are so full of it. You set me up to try and make me look like a tight alcoholic.
Megan, yeah, can we talk to Megan?
Yeah, of course we can. Megan.
Yes, hello.
We believe that you're a nurse. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, you've been to parties. There's no one parties harder than a nurse. You go hard, don't you?
They got access.
Yes, back in the day. Yep.
Yep. So have you ever taken alcohol to a party and then taken that alcohol home?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you go. That's it. So, yes.
See, I didn't even take it with me. I just took it to someone else's home.
Did you feel ashamed that you did it, Megan, or not?
Absolutely not.
One for Aaron.
Thanks, Megan.
Rowan from Currajong. Rowan, is it a disgusting act to take home your own alcohol?
Well, of course it is. There shouldn't be any left. You're going to a party.
There you go, Rowan.
I had to drive, Rowan. No, I had a child.
You're right. I didn't.
Oh, that's what Uber's for.
Yeah. I said she could stay, Rowan.
He actually offered. But then you'd made a joke in the group chat earlier about cameras being in the shower, like a Big Brother thing.
Where we're staying, there's a upstairs where we're staying, the shower has no curtains. So
see, exactly,
you
as if
can
I'm going to stay.
Shower nude in front of anyone on the party boats going past, basically. And the joke, Ed, was that Ryan Fitzgerald was on Big Brother, and I said it was like Big Brother Uncut.
That's good.
I was really going to stay with my 3-year-old daughter.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. Amy from Campbelltown, you are the casting vote here. You're a teacher's aide. You're an honest person. Can you take your own alcohol home from a party?
No, you drink before you leave. If the party finishes early, you just drink faster.
Can I say, so you've lost that, can I say that Fitz, he actually rang me after he left the party. Yeah. You know what he said?
What did he say? Well,
can I come back and get my alcohol? He back and got his alcohol. I'm putting a shout out here for pregnant women. Are you pregnant and would you love a family pass to Taronga Zoo? We've got questions for pregnant women. We're not going to get invasive, but we're here to listen to pregnant women.
How dilated are you?
put the baby on. 131060 if you are a pregnant woman.
Or maybe you're the partner of a pregnant woman or you know a pregnant woman. 131060.
Or if you've ever known someone who's been pregnant.
Yeah, all right. So, or you've ever been pregnant yourself. Have you ever, did you come out of a woman?
Are you of woman born?
Were you once inside a woman?
All right. Lovely story.
That's really broad.
Once inside a woman. Lovely.
Everyone. Well, depending, maybe they were, I don't know. Now, the fact is, speculation's gone on long enough. Someone is pregnant in the show. And it is not Erin Mulwan. It is Ed Cavalier's beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall, tiffxo.com for all your fitness needs.
Huge.
But Tiff, congratulations. We're so happy for you
Ed. Thank you so much. We are excited.
So you should, What's the but?
The big but is we're excited, but I'm feeling like I'm doing it on my own.
Oh, can we not do this?
No, I get that, Tiff. Yeah, I get that.
Is he not listening to you? Is he not?
He's just not. Like, the other day, I'm still vomiting in the morning, like morning sickness.
Loud.
That's horrible.
I'm vomiting loudly, and all I hear from the bedroom is grunts because I'm waking him up
in
the morning.
Hang on.
That's a joke.
Ed, are you, you requiring your wife to vomit quietly?
Or downstairs.
He says go downstairs and do it quietly.
Okay, that's got to be a joke.
Hang on.
Tiff, that can't be real.
No, this is
she's bunging it on a bit.
What, she's vomiting?
No, I'm not. I would love him to hold my hair back and pat my back and just give me a little bit of, babe, it's okay. Because, you know, it's horrible. It's still horrible. We know it's just morning sickness. We all go through it, but it's horrible.
But nausea is terrible. But Ed's carrying on like you're doing the dishes really loudly to make him feel guilty that he's not doing them. You're vomiting because you're carrying his child.
No, no, no. Isn't it because Sam Pang is the father, Tiff? Is that why he's not being as supportive?
Yeah, that was terrible, actually, Ed.
Media speculation.
Ed did a post and said that Sam Pang was the father. When you could have said, he could have said, I was the father. Why didn't you say, I was the father?
You've had the snip, young man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Hey, Tiff, when I was pregnant, I remember literally not just vomiting, but the other end as well, being passed out on the bathroom floor. Sean kind of opening the door slightly, looking in, shutting it super quickly, and I'm talking everything on the floor. I'm half dead, and I just hear him go, I'll give you some privacy, and then footsteps. What the hell? Yeah, you're, I need help.
It's not good enough. You need help, and you always do a little wee when you're vomiting.
No, I'm not talking about wee, Tiff.
Okay.
I wasn't well.
I am struggling here, Ed. And you know what I want more than anything, Husey? I want a foot rub. I just want my feet. I'm really heavy. I explode when I'm pregnant. I put on heaps of weight. And I say to Ed, please just rub my feet. But do you know who gets a foot rub every single night?
Not Arnold. Arnold.
That's disgusting.
Arnold is on his lap and gets about a 20-minute foot rub every night. And I say, what about me? And he just looks at me.
It's mates before dates, according to Ed. So the fact is, a foot massage is the easiest massage to give because the feet, she's got dainty feet and you've got big hands.
Are
and
they
you can
dainty
cover them.
Right now? Or are they swollen?
They're swollen, but they're still a size 8. They're
but also,
right.
They're like putty. Who doesn't love playing with putty? Now her feet are like a fun little sort of stress ball that you
when
can just squeeze.
When was the last time you gave your wife a foot massage, Hughes? When was the last time you said, Holly, park those things on me lap. I'm going to give them a rub. Go on. When was the last time?
Park that putty right here.
Yeah. No, I can't recall. But she's not pregnant, mate.
There we go.
Your wife's pregnant.
Ed, come on, babe.
Okay, today. Surely, Ed, you can make one commitment live on this show that you will give Tiff a foot rub. And also, if she's vomiting in the toilet, for the love of God, just pat her back, pull her hair back.
The vomiting story is disgusting.
Well, don't get upset with
me. Don't get angry.
Put
like,
some
she's
earplugs
not doing
in,
it
mate.
To annoy you.
Earplugs.
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 Earplugs. Earplugs it is. I guarantee today, and I will take a photograph for the Ethernet of today, you shall receive a foot rub today. My beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall, who is growing our child inside her and is doing an adequate job. Good on you, love.
Adequate.
That's not time for jokes, mate. You really need to get serious here. Good on you, Tiff.
See you, lovely.
See ya, bye.
We've got a board, so you want to talk to pregnant ladies?
We'll come back and do that. Pregnant women, your chance to vent.
The new 104.1 Today FM. The hits you love. From the 90s to now.
Ed Cavalier's beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall, tiffxo.com for all your good fitness job. Needs. And you actually got a great range of clothing too.
Yeah, flex.
My wife good really job. Enjoys her
and the supplements.
Clothing and the supplements.
Her
absolutely.
Sports bras, especially the zip one, is my favourite.
Oh, zip
sit down
very,
the front.
Yeah.
Get them out.
So she's
really not going to help you, Ed.
What she said about what Ed is doing at home, he wants her to vomit in a toilet far away from him and he wants her to vomit quietly, and she's.
It's a bit theatrical.
Mind you, I did used to do that a little bit, the theatrical, just to make sure that Sean would know that I was sick. Because
all right, so you've jumped on Ed's side here.
No,
so
no, I'm still on Tiff's side. I'm just saying.
Well, Anna, Tina, you're pregnant right now. Is that true?
That is true.
All right.
Good morning, guys.
Do you have a partner who gets annoyed when you vomit loudly or not?
No. Thankfully, I haven't been vomiting. But one of the things most women will identify with is the fact that you have this intense sense of crazy smell.
The bin.
Anything. The bin, shit in the dish. Sorry, shit in the
sink. That's all right. That's all right. You said
it
twice.
Did you correct dishwasher to sink? Is the word.
Crackers.
No, I was trying to correct my shit.
Well, come on. That's crazy limit. Now we've got, come
sorry,
on,
guys.
Anna, Tina.
Sorry.
You smell deeply.
Yeah, the smell is intense. Mm. And so when things are sort of left around, I'm like, what is that smell? And he's like, I'll do it later. I'm like, no. It needs to be done now.
That's why.
And he's like, I don't understand your urgency. I'm like, please. Please, yeah. But he's gotten better. So we're 18 weeks now. So he's had a few weeks of where I've been.
Is it your first, Anna?
It is my first. Yeah. It is my first. So excited and very nervous. Yeah. Very
good
nervous.
Luck. Good
but
luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, and yeah.
Oh, you'll be amazing. It's the best thing in the world. The hardest thing in the world, but the best thing in the world. So
thank
good luck
so
to you,
much.
My love.
But
you
thank you so much.
She wants to dial her smell down. So.
I just want to enjoy it without having to want to throw up.
Are you worried about COVID? Because everyone's worried about COVID.
I am. I'm actually getting my booster today, so I'm excited really about cool. that. Yeah.
But then, if you do get COVID, you might lose your smell. So, I mean, that would be...
somewhat well. You then also couldn't have your partner in there when you give birth. So that's not going
to
be ideal.
That's one way to look at it, hey?
Katie from Blacktown, you are officially 12 weeks pregnant. That is your claim?
Yes.
Yeah, so have you just announced it to the world? Is this, would it be people possibly...
No,
listen?
I haven't announced it.
Oh, you haven't announced it?
My name. Well,
take this opportunity, Katie, from Blacktown.
No, I changed my name.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but 12 weeks is the time where we generally go for it, isn't it?
But I'm just waiting to find out the gender.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about how's your wife going? Helpful, not helpful?
Well, this is baby two for me, so my wife learnt from the first one, just don't mess with me. They call it, my family call it beast mode when I'm pregnant. Oh. So when I'm pregnant, they just do what I say.
So you've got one child already that you've carried?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is my second that I'm carrying.
Amazing. Yeah. So your wife is, and I don't know, I don't want to play gender, you know, the gender card here, but do you think because you have a wife that she's going to be more understanding than if you had a husband?
I don't know. Some of my friends, their partners are really, really attentive to them too, but I don't know. I do think gender plays a little bit. She just has more understanding of like, I don't know how
hormones
bad it is.
And different stuff.
Hormones,
yeah.
I guess, that's and like interesting. How crazy hormones can be. Right.
Yeah, you're saying my wife needs a girlfriend, and I agree.
Good luck, Katie.
Thank you. Now, Tina from Campbelltown, is it your niece?
Yes.
Yeah, and
my niece is currently in Fiji, and she's pregnant. Yes, having a holiday, which was a disaster.
Well, you got the tsunami. Have you heard about the tsunami? Is she on higher ground?
Yes, she said they weren't evacuated. Everything was okay because she's in quarantine.
Oh,
they won't come back home to Australia.
Has she got COVID?
She's got COVID. The whole family.
Yeah. How are they feeling? Are they really sick or are they just a little bit sick or they're really sick?
Well, she has had a shot because she's had to travel to Germany for 3 years working. So she only basically got back and wanted to take her family away. The husband and the daughter, a six-year-old daughter. And she hasn't been to the zoo. No, I thought it'd be lovely
been to the zoo.
For him.
Yeah, but you know, yet
she has been crooked. She's done a lot of sleeping. She's had a doctor who's kept a good eye on her. Yeah, and now I don't think they can get home because of the ash cloud.
Yeah, no, it's a tricky one.
But I was saying earlier my brother was meant to fly a Virgin flight to Fiji yesterday morning and that got cancelled. So I think it'll be a couple of days maybe,
Well, let's hope that she can get out of isolation and sit by the pool and enjoy her last few days in Fiji.
Thank you, Tina. Everybody's going to Taronga Zoo. Use Dine and Discover. They've got the 5 brand new adorable lion cubs there. Tell you what, Taronga Zoo, Sydney, there's never been a better time.
Susie, Ed and Erin.